Good morning, everybody. It's Spillo here, Brad Spillane, for another episode of the Men's Mental Health Show. And apologies for those that couldn't get the podcast last week. Yeah, we just had some technical issues here. Massive thanks, though, to Sam Snowden and Penny Holbrook. It was a terrific show. Sam really is a fine young man and did exceptionally well. So we'll get him back up here in a couple of months' time. Looks like we've got a spot for him in early April. But just a big thanks, first of all, to B2Body.com or Kiora Honey, Manuka Honey. That's B2Body.com. Check them out. It's good stuff. I've been on it for about 6 months. Highly recommend it. I think it's rated 5/10 on the whatever scale it is for goodness. But yeah, so that's B2Body. Also, a big thanks to Mounties Group and AMP, all manufacturing personnel, recruitment and labour hire in the manufacturing industry for all your staffing solutions. Check out all manufacturing personnel. Good show ahead. As a welcome this morning, Brian and Chan from Walk It Off. We had you guys on, I think, 12 months ago before your first big walk. This is now your second anniversary we've got coming up. But how are you, boys?
Yeah, really good. Doing awesome, mate. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, wonderful, man. Awesome. So what's been going on in the last 12 months? First of all, what have the numbers been like for you guys and how much have you grown and how much exposure are you getting?
We're sort of up around, I think we had like 32 last Wednesday night. So yeah, there was a good turnout. We're doing schnitzel nights on like the last Wednesday of the night, so that sort of brings a good group of people after the walk together and stuff and talking and that as well. So. Yeah. Yeah, it's going really well.
Awesome.
So. Numbers are growing really, really well. You know, we expanded last year. We went up into Terrigal as well. So now we're kind of looking at around about 50 to 60 guys every week, which is really, really encouraging for the mental health space. So
yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. What are some of the things that we've noticed about chats that have been happening? Is it people being more forthcoming, opening up, getting blokes into that vulnerable space and...
Yeah, it's really the comfort level where it gets to be accepted. Yeah. You know, just to be able to have a conversation. It's not so much of a dirty sort of scenario for looking or seeking help.
Yeah.
So I think over time the relationships have developed and grown, and it's just created this level of safety for the guys to be able to share openly, which
excellent.
Is beautiful.
Yeah, that is something else, isn't it? You know, I was just mentioning to you boys, we lost Bodhi, who's a psychotherapist. I've always liked having a therapist or somebody in that field, like John comes up. And you guys, I think from when we last spoke, you had a couple of guys that are involved in mental health can sit down one-on-ones, counsellors, therapists.
Yeah, we've got a lot of resources. The community has been super supportive of us, especially in the mountains region and in the Nepean. There's so many facilities out there. We've just got our handle on, all right, certain situations arise, we can point them in the right direction to get
fantastic.
The help they need.
Now, I know we spoke about it last time, but let's touch base on it again. What was the inspiration behind Walk It Off? Where did it originate, and was it something that happened, something traumatic? So
it started in 2002. There was a group of guys, but everybody was going through their space of... you know, whatever kind of events they were. There were some traumatic events where there was suicides involved, people breaking up in relationships, all different kinds of common things that happen, right? And so out of, I think, the necessity of just being able to create some sort of support structure that wasn't readily available, you know, that's how Walk It Off was formed, by a couple of guys who decided, enough's enough. I need to be able to talk about some of this stuff, and they needed to find a safe enough space. And so originally they just banded together and just went for a really short walk, and it's just grown from there. Mm. When you become aware of the fact that, this thing is actually not just me, I'm not just going through this by myself. There's other guys out there that could do with a hand, and you know, a lot of guys... myself included, don't have a lot of other people that you can turn to.
No,
in times of despair or, you know, discomfort.
Yeah. You know, you're going it's a massive thing for us blokes, isn't it? Because, you know, I often talk about the common response from a lot of blokes is, if they're going to talk to someone, how much is this going to cost me? And how much is he going to stuff me up?
Yep.
And that's quite surprising, but it's completely different from a lot of women. You know, women are quite open about, you know, emotions and feelings and processing. But with blokes, it's a lot different. I mean, I've been to a number of, over the years, counsellors or therapists, and God, I think I was probably early 30s or something. And I met this bloke, and he said, mate, let's get out. He was in Surry Hills. He said, let's go for a walk. And I look back at it, it was probably the best session I had.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I wasn't sort of sitting in an uncomfortable place, even though it was comfortable after a number of sessions, but I was immediately able to click with this guy. I think his name is Peter from memory. But, yeah, it made a massive difference.
Yeah.
And
we experience that on a weekly basis with a number of guys. You know, they're very tentative when they come into the group in the initial. But by the end of a 45-minute walk, you can see all of their mannerisms have changed.
Yeah.
In such a great way.
A lot more relaxed in the group.
Yeah.
And, you know, they hang around after the walk and stuff, have a good chat.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so much... relaxed atmosphere with it as well. So,
what are some of the things you talk about? You mind if I mean, we don't have to mention names. Let's just go through a little bit of what's said or what comes up. If you're cool with that?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Awesome. Let's get into it.
So, it ranges from week to week, and it really depends on the individuals that are there. It's not sort of a structured conversation with, all right, let's sit down now. Tell me what your problems are. It's not like that. It's
spontaneous. It's not a subject that you're going to say we're going to cover this week.
Okay. No.
Awesome.
And the reality is that when you're walking with somebody, you're not there to give solutions. You're not, you're not trying to solve and fix it.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
I like that.
But in that space of, and I know that becomes a little bit like curious for guys for most parts. And why am I talking about it if I'm not going to fix it, right?
Yeah.
But what you find is all of the answers you've already got anyway, but it's the load that's pushing us down that's stopping us from making the movement to go and do the things that we need to do.
I had someone come up to me the other week and said, if it wasn't for Walk It Off, I probably wouldn't be here.
Yeah, wow.
So
that's pretty powerful.
You're like, wow, we're actually, something's working.
Yeah. And
it doesn't cost anything.
No, just turn up, go for a walk and have a chat. And we've got a good bunch of blokes, or a few of them are characters and stuff, so they put a bit of life in it, and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's definitely a fun night,
but
Wednesday night.
The topics, they range, right? And so nothing's off the table.
Okay.
Nothing's off the table. So if you're going through a separation, we've got a couple of guys doing that. We've got guys that have alcohol and substance abuse problems.
Yeah.
You've got work issues, financial issues.
Yeah.
It's the whole gambit, right?
Sure.
But it's just about having some space to go, bro, this is really hard. I'm going through some stuff.
Yeah.
I just need to let it out before I explode.
Sure.
And that's the fundamental of it.
Yeah.
But when you actually do it and you get to experience that release, it's really, really good.
Yeah, it's euphoric almost, isn't it? And it becomes, like, for me, it's addictive.
Yes.
Like I mentioned last time, I'm part of the men's table, right?
Yeah.
It's probably not as fast-paced as, like, Talk It Off is as far as progress goes.
Yeah.
We have 12 blokes that sit around, and we have their guidelines. They're not so much rules. We try and keep religion and politics out of it for obvious reasons.
Yep.
But everything else is pretty much, free-for-all.
Yeah.
You can and get into it, and it's quite confidential. So, I talk about a few things that we've spoken about. I never mention names.
Yeah.
But I think the confidential side of things, the fact that we don't fix, it's very similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
But what gets me is this one particular bloke who came, and he was very defensive, like, I'm just going to come here. I don't want to socialise outside of the table. I just want to come here once a month and just have a chat. I don't mind sitting and listening. That's me.
Yep.
Man, you should see this guy now, mate.
Total turnaround.
He's just incredible. Like, so we had a table on Thursday night the week before was Bodie's funeral, but I shared for the first time in 3 months, because I lost a good close mate, and he was part of the table as well. But the two previous times to that, I hadn't shared for a couple of months. Someone said to me, hey man, why aren't you sharing Spillover? And I said, look, I'm actually quite interested. I'm picking up more because I'm the youngest bloke there. I'm almost 50. And that's something that I think you guys would see is the growth, development of some people.
Yep.
But not only that, the skills or their coping mechanisms they're using for certain situations, you can then sort of pick up and apply to your own.
Absolutely.
Yep. It's massive, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's so freeing, that space of being able to have that safety around you where, you know, it's confidential. We don't go and spill it out to the world.
Yeah.
What happens on the walk stays on the walk.
Yeah.
But knowing that they've got your back and you've got theirs, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, and that can elevate you to go and do more with within your own, you know, day-to-day life.
Yeah. It's awesome, Shane.
And there's even a few blokes are, you know, just a bit sort of reserved and quiet when they get there.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of weeks in, you're out and about and having good chats and stuff like that. So that's,
you get some good stories too.
It is, some wild stories.
Wild stories, great banter. But it's the transition between when they first get there.
Yeah.
And generally it takes a couple of weeks. Sometimes not that long. But geez, the mannerisms, the persona, everything starts to lighten up and come out, and that's where I take a lot of like joy out of, because you know you're coming back.
It's empowering, just to see growth in a man, like particularly because we often deal with that one emotion, don't we, with a lot of things, and that's just anger, really, isn't it?
Yep.
Bodie used to call it mad, bad, sad.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of the time, I went through my first 40 years defending myself just with anger.
100%.
Know, because it just wasn't the thing to be able to sort of say, hey, man, I'm really struggling at the moment. I'm finding it tough to make ends meet, you know, all that type of stuff. And of course, when you're in that situation, as a bloke, being blokes, we feel like we're the only people or the only person that's going through that, you know.
And it's isolating.
It is. Well, that's exactly what it is, Sean. It is isolating. Yeah. And we know what isolation does, don't we? You know, it leads to paranoia, many things, many states of...
It's possibly one of the biggest pandemics that came out of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so the ability for us to create a space for people to come back into that and release themselves from their own self-isolation and provide that safe place, it gives guys the opportunity to go, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
We can do something now. It's okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're watching it every week and it's growing week by week. And, you know, tomorrow we've got our second birthday on down in Springwood. And, you know, it's not so much about the long distance walks. So last year we done a walk from Springwood to Terrigal, and that was great.
Oh, my God, I remember you telling me that. How did that pan out?
I think that was the last time we came in.
Yeah, so let's just go down there for a sec.
Yeah.
Because that's not just a walk. That's not a walk-a-thon.
No.
That's not even a marathon, man.
No. That was an ultra-marathon. It's
like 110 clicks, 120?
Yeah, it was 120,
I could guess.
Yeah. 120K. Yeah. And we done it overnight.
You walked through the evening?
Yeah, we didn't stop.
Did you take the old Pacific Highway, obviously?
We went through the bush once we got up.
Once you got over Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Through Barawa, Great North Walk.
Oh, so there's a walk that you could do, sort of...
Out of Barawa there is. Yep.
So we caught the ferry across.
Okay.
Into Barawa, and then up and over the Great North Walk. And then we got a lift around to Patonga, and then we walked up.
Walked from Patonga around, your minor to
Edelong. Around the coast, yeah.
And so on the waterfront there, there's an enormous walk in. Edelong, that's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah, Edelong to Woi Woi.
Yeah.
Some nice real estate there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's and very nice parkland because the houses are about 100 metres or so back from the water.
Yep.
And some of those people have got deep waterfront. Yeah, so that would have been a really nice, pretty walk. Yeah. But still, where did you meet up originally?
So we met up at the bunker in Springwood. We started at 7 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, on the Friday morning, yeah.
And we took off.
And so how many of you started that walk?
I think we had 14 or 16.
Yeah, something like
guys.
That. Yeah.
Well, and you all finished it, or some people would have had to pull
out?
Some
of us pulled out where... It wasn't about finishing it and completing it. Oh. It was just about stepping up to the challenge and just trying to go as far as you can. But it was really interesting because we stayed as a group to walk as far as we could, and we did it, you know, and just supported each other on their way through.
Yeah,
and so it was a really massive achievement for the guys. It started off Terrigal really, really well. And it gave them the momentum to go, you know what? Because they've got their challenges up on the coast too. And so it's just like, well, we're here for it.
Yeah.
And so now we've got it. It's going really successfully up there.
That's a phenomenal. David King. You know David King? Mm. So David and I were going to do a walk from Lawson. Actually, we weren't. We were going to walk from Hazelbrook, Sarnia, a little bit further, of course, to Katoomba Cop Shop with an Aboriginal flag because we wanted a flag put up.
Yep.
But thank God Gary Sims got the gig and he put one up outside the front of the station and saved my legs. but man, I think that's pretty.
Yeah, it was an amazing thing to do.
Yeah, it was a really good test of our mental fortitude. It took us about 3 months worth of training and practice and whatever, all the nutrition stuff.
Yeah.
We went into it with
lots
our
of bananas eyes on the way.
And, we had a full crew. It was really, really well done.
So. We had kudos, boys.
We had support vehicles at like checkpoints. Top stuff up and off you go again.
And it was all self-funded too. Like just done it through us, and it wasn't about. It was just about making some noise to see if we can do something.
So but, do you have sponsors? You guys walking off had some sponsors.
We don't have. We generally run monthly sponsors for our walks.
Right.
But our major sponsor is the Bunker.
And
up in Terrigal we've got Trojans and Free State Cafe.
Okay.
So, we've got the community behind us, but moving forward into 2024, we're going to be looking to do some other kind of cool stuff. We're looking to expand and we're looking to help more guys because there's apparently more of a need all around the place. So wherever we can help, we're trying to do that. So
it's interesting. I just had a message from someone that's written in. It says it takes away the power of dynamic that you get with a therapist because you're relating as equals and sharing in a reciprocal manner. It's kind of like a peer support.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
spot on.
And
thanks,
it really
listener.
Is. And so, that's the other cool thing about coming down and being in a group.
Yeah.
It's lived experience. So this stuff doesn't come out of textbook. This is what somebody else has gone through.
Yeah.
We try not to impinge our views on other people. We can suggest our own sort of ways that we've done it, but it's up to you, right? But it's like when you know that somebody's gone through and they've been in the trenches with you, it gives you a totally different perspective.
And then
it's like, all right, well, he's gotten out. Okay, well, there's hope for me. And once you've got that light where there's hope, it gives you the opportunity.
You boys are in relationships, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Well, so what do your partners think about this, or what differences have they seen from you guys doing this? I mean, I'm sure there's an enormous amount of support.
Yeah, big support from my wife,
right?
And especially my kids. My kids like getting involved.
Oh, so they're coming along with you as well?
Yeah, probably not tomorrow, but they did with our Terrigal thing. They come up when I walked to Terrigal. They come to meet us at the end and stuff, and my kids sort of join in a bit as well. Yeah. We went up to Terrigal 2 weeks ago just to do a Wednesday walk up there with them guys, and we made a bit of a holiday out of it, and they come up and did a lap as well and got their shirts and all that on, so they're all good supportive of it and stuff, so it's good.
It's all walks of life that can join you guys. It's not a selective group, like it's like Walking Talk for Life, for example.
That's right.
It's very
similar. Yeah, so we like have the men on families. The Wednesday night, and then the women's group have theirs on the Thursday night.
Yeah.
Same meeting place at the bunker.
But tomorrow it's a combination, isn't it?
It's a combination. Everyone, kids, dogs, everything.
Yeah.
So it's all involved tomorrow, and one lap, two laps, no laps, just come for support. That's all you need to do.
And when you talk about the bunker, it's fantastic restaurant, of course.
Yeah.
What are they throwing, some coffees or help you with your shirts and stuff? Or
they look after all the refreshments and snacks that
do
we
they
have.
Really?
Yeah, on a weekly basis. So they feed 25, 30 of us, sometimes more. And tomorrow they're putting
on a spread.
I
didn't know that. I didn't know
that. Yeah, no, they support us massively.
Laura and Ross Purser.
Yeah.
Big shout out to those guys. They're doing phenomenally. They've got 4 bunkers now. They've got the one up here.
You've got one in Lura. One in Springwood.
We've got Castlereagh and Mulgoa.
They're
all going strong. So
well done, guys. I didn't know that.
They're going really well.
They've looked after us from pretty much day dot. And it's been, to organise and have something like this, it needs a foundation.
Yeah.
And having that location has been a real big
massive help.
Lifeline for Walk It Off. without it, you know, even when we started our walk up in Terrigal, we knew that that was a foundation. We need a location where everybody can congregate and begin with all the facilities and all the rest of it. And so, you know, with the bunker setting the standard for us, it's been super helpful.
Wow. You know, like that's a big step for those guys, particularly when you're looking post-COVID.
Yeah.
You know, because you imagine being a restaurateur, right? You don't know if there's another one of these things coming.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen if I do.
It's hard, yep.
You know, like if you think you were being tight with your money before COVID, imagine what you're being now. So kudos to the bunker, man. That's huge.
Yeah, big shout out to the bunker. They look out for us wherever they can. And so... And they're always, you know, the first ones there.
Yeah, 100% support all the time. Nothing's a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
It's always...
And their food's pretty good too. So we love the coffee.
Yeah, it's
great.
I've only been there once, Lura, but I should go again.
Yeah, no, we stay back every... on the last Wednesday of the month, they do a schnitzel night for us and stuff. So some of the guys... And we all sit down and have a meal and stuff. And so it's good food.
Yeah.
Definitely heading there.
Awesome. All right, well, let's just take a quick break. We're with Walk It Off with Brian and Sean, and it's Spiller here. That's a men's mental health show, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hey, listen, before the break, we've got to Walk It Off. Walk It Off here with Brian and Sean. We're talking about these colossal walks that they've been doing in their second anniversary, which is tomorrow, and they're starting at 7 a.m. They're going to do a 12-hour walk. Yeah, not quite terrible, I imagine. Like, how many k's are you expected to kick up in that 12 hours, you reckon? You'd probably be doing...
Yeah, we've all set our targets. Last year, when I first started, I did 45 k's with no training, never walked anywhere in my life. You know, I just drive everywhere.
That's more than a marathon.
So this year, because of what we've been doing through the year and training and some of the big walks and stuff, I've set my goal at 60. So I'd like to do 60 k's tomorrow.
We'll see
you
at the Olympics before long.
So hopefully, you know, if I did 50, if it's raining and stuff, it's going to be a bit tougher. But, you know, if I do 50, 60 k's, I'm going to be stoked with that, so...
Oh, that's always pushing new boundaries, isn't it? You know?
So don't stop.
Have a bit
something to eat and walk away.
I like that, man.
So, there's a lot of goals some of the guys have set. Some obviously,
so they've got all the pedometers out, Apple Watches.
Obviously, you know, some guys have to work.
Keep up their steps.
But they'll come before work or after or whatever and have a couple of laps or whatever. So
You know, the walk itself, it's not about the actual distance that you're walking. And let's get that clear for everybody. It's not. It's just about creating an event for a community to be able to be inclusive, regardless of the time
Everyone can be involved.
Yeah. You can come before work.
Walk for 10 minutes, walk for an hour.
That's all it is.
And the route that we've got, it loops in and out of Springwood. So you can walk a kilometre during that time and have a really good day. Just doing it. That is perfectly fine. Mm. And it'd be nice and safe. It's a nice, tidy loop. It's really flat, very accessible. So we've made it so that, you know, wheelchairs can do it if they want to do it.
Cool. You cross over the highway, get towards the golf course? And
no, we're not going down that way.
So you'd stay
just
on...
Just staying in the main street side. Around the ambulance station. Yeah. But, yeah, stay on the south side and just keep it sort of... easy for everyone and safe too, with lot less road crossings and stuff. Last year we did up to Buttonshaw Park, crossing the highway. It was just even though there's lights and crossing. Just got a bit sort of too much with the traffic and
it
stuff.
It creates a big distance. So what we've done is we've tightened it up, and it's our normal walk route, but with a bit of a twist. And so it's pretty safe by way of keeping everybody tight.
Okay.
So with the Buttonshaw one, we had, that was almost 6 kilometres, that route, that loop.
Right.
Now we're at three and a half. So by that way, it's like, okay, everybody's kind of going to know exactly.
But it's more feasible for people.
And it's about a 40-45 minute loop. So if you do a couple of laps, you want to sit down for an hour, whatever, you can
do as you please.
Yeah, and then you guys are doing that. I know I'll ask these questions a couple of times, but it's always good in a sense. I am listening, mind you, whilst I'm trying to organise this bloody desky. But we are, the men meet up at 6, did you say, on a Wednesday?
5.30 at the bunker.
5.30 at the bunker.
Yep, and then we sort of have coffees and stuff, which the bunker supplies all.
Yeah.
And then we head off for 6 o'clock.
And is it the same time for the women on the Thursday?
Yep, same time for the Thursday for the women, right.
How young are you taking blokes and kids or whatever?
We've got 17-year-olds up to 80-year-olds. Like it's,
okay,
it's
awesome.
Yeah. So
anyone.
With kids, as long as they're with their parent or a legal guardian, obviously.
You take their dog?
Yeah. You can bring the dog. Bring your dog.
Come down
bring
with
your
monster.
Pets. We've had birds on our walk. We've had goannas. We've had
blue tongues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we are in the Blue Mountains. Eh? We've got different walks of life.
That's it, yeah.
Hey? You got goannas. You got a guy carrying a goanna or just sitting on his back?
It was sitting on his arm or on
his shoulder. I've heard it all.
Yeah.
Oh, so, wow.
It's open to everyone and everything.
Yeah.
So
fantastic.
Looking forward to it tomorrow. Yeah. It's going to be good.
Yeah, it should be, man.
Yeah, just
send us when you do. Send us, attach something to your page. I think I'm part of your. I might be. If I'm not, I should be with a men's mental health show, and we'll, get it some good exposure.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, like Gary Sims, who's the chief inspector here, he heads up the Walk and Talk, which is I think they do it out of Blackheath now.
Yep.
He's been doing it for 4 years or so, and he just does steady, nice, easy walks. I think they were meeting at Govert's Leap at one stage.
Yep.
They just walk from the top down to the bottom, and they used to have a cup of tea or something.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Exactly. It's a fantastic sort of idea.
Just that little bit of, like, just opens everyone up when you're walking. Feel relaxed and
There's another guy that has a show here. He's quite a funny bugger. His name's Andrew Wilson. He calls himself Dre or Dr. Dre or something. Anyway, he's got a Buster Chai is his normal name. So if you want to listen to a funny show, it's on a Friday night here at RBM at 8 o'clock. But man, he was a big guy, Like when I first met him, he was a big guy, and I saw him walking past my place with a couple of dogs. And I said, "Hey, man, good on you for having a crack. And you mind if I join you?" So I ended up joining him, and I was back then. I was about 112, 113 kilos. So I put on a fair bit of weight.
Yep.
And we used to walk. But now he set up one called Mid Mountains Walk.
Yes, I've heard of them. Yeah, they run from Lawson, don't
they? Yeah, that's right. They used to get sponsored by Mesabare or something for coffees, but they're not there anymore. But
it's a good thing. And local community get involved with it as well and help them out and stuff. It makes a big difference.
But it's many hands too in this space.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a competition between the different groups. And it's so good to have that much support all around for the guys, because it's a very big challenge that we've got ahead of us to try and nip it in the bud from where we're standing and where we're starting. Right?
Yeah.
Mental health hasn't been getting any good raps for since it's been a hot topic. And so now I think we're slowly trying to make headway.
Yeah.
Doing, one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
And with the many groups that we've got available to us guys, I don't care where you go. If you need the help, go there.
It's interesting. I'm not getting your opinion on something, boys. This is something that I've sort of come up with a couple of ways that it's just my opinion that I think we need to approach mental health. I mean, we're losing almost 7.5 men a day.
Yep.
I think we lose 3 people a day average on the roads. I think it's 2 or 3 women a day. So it's a phenomenal number that we're losing. And up to 1/3 of the road toll, some people have guesstimated as being suicide.
Yep.
We had an incident up here at Katoomba where Christian Mortensen, had to pull the young 7-year-old girl out of the car that mother was trying to prevent him from. So instead of saying if you or anyone needs help, I think Beyond Blue and Lifeline and a lot of these places are doing an exceptional job. But it's kind of putting an ambulance at the bottom of the cliff as opposed to being or doing something proactive. For example, on the gambling ads now, how much longer they've got to go, I don't know. But, we're saying things at the end. Imagine what else you could be spending your money on. Now, I think that's being proactive. I think that's, if it's making a difference, I don't know. I haven't checked out the stats or whatever in regards to that. But I wouldn't mind seeing, on commercials in relation to it, just a couple of blokes having a conversation and talking about something that's going on in their life that they wouldn't normally talk about it, whether at the pub or whether they're rolling a ball down the green or, sitting whilst scoring a cricket match. I think that's something that is going to give a majority of men an idea of what to do or how to go about things or how to ask for help. We did a show 2 weeks ago on what's the right help. How do we ask for help?
Yep.
And what does that help include? What do you think are some, you know, I'm putting you on the spot here, but what do you think are some really good proactive ideas that we could be doing to make some changes? I mean, what you guys are doing, first of all, is yeah, wonderful.
I think,
you know, you're starting in your community, and that's yeah, you know, that's so important.
I think more groups of what we're doing around to make it so accessible to be able to just turn up and just have a yeah, chat, and we're like the stepping stone of, you know, somebody, you eventually go see counsellors and all that sort of stuff if yeah, it progresses and you need that sort of extra help. But I think we're a good stepping stone to start working out how to talk and in a relaxed way and don't feel pressured, like sitting yeah, in a room opposite someone, just being outdoors and exercising and yeah, walking. It just gets, and knowing these other blokes
that are talking about some things that you can relate to is, yeah, is huge, isn't it?
Because there's a lot of people in the group that's experienced all different things.
Yeah.
You talk to someone different every week, so you're going to find someone that's had yeah, you know, a bit of an experience in something. So
yeah,
I think yeah, it's definitely a good stepping stone in what
yeah,
we're doing.
Yeah, so, no, I wholeheartedly agree. Yeah. I think that's a fantastic point.
I think with one of our sayings in Walk It Off is change starts with a conversation. And until the individuals are willing to have a conversation, it's very difficult to change. Right. Because you need to be able to discern a significant amount of things that are going on in your life depending on the situation. Sure. However, if we can create a space where publicly it's okay for guys to just shoot
right,
and talk, you yeah, know, and just yeah, be together as guys
mm,
without the whole, all right, let's go and have a beer about it, mm, without the whole, oh, I've got to go and exercise and do, just... Bro, it's yeah, okay to just, let's just go and yeah, have a chat.
Yeah.
Right? Once we can normalise that, where it's okay to talk about yeah, stuff, it's not going to be fixed. We've got to accept that yeah, just from talking about yeah, it. And then it's like, bro, I've got your back.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's ride this.
You just, it's an enormous relief, though, when you can understand yeah, that, you know, you're not alone.
Yeah, or, yeah, it makes you feel comfortable.
You have coming off your
yeah,
your shoulders, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Many hands, you know, and so it's like, well...
And we've all been there, man. Yeah. Like, there's at any one point in your life, you're going to come to a situation where you're going to find yourself in deep despair.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Sean, what
yeah,
you say?
And no, you're right. You're right, absolutely. Mm. And so it's like, what's the problem?
Mm.
Like, this has been a narrative that was been spilt for a lot of years previously, right? And yeah, so it's like, hang on, guys, we need to... correct this narrative first
yeah,
and then the guys will come. Like, yeah, don't get yeah, me wrong, we see guys every yeah, week when they're not walking but they're cheering us on.
Yeah.
And they know that they need yeah, to be with us or would benefit them if they came along.
Yeah.
But it's just building up. It is literally like the yeah, walk to Terrigal, where it's a long process yeah, for some people depending on the challenges that they've gone through.
Right.
And like, from this platform where I'm sitting right now, I just want to say to the guys, it's okay.
Mm.
Like, wherever you're starting from, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, just take your time.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I'm going to come along tomorrow morning. I'm yeah, going to get down awesome, there at yeah, 7 cool, o'clock yeah, and I'll bring Munster.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm starting my cert for mental health tomorrow awesome, and Friday and Thursday, I beg your pardon.
Yep.
But I'll come along for the first hour. And,
yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that'd
be awesome.
You know, I know it's not a competition, but I'm going to keep up with you, Blake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go for it.
I've got a little shih tzu, right? He toes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a tower.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's no turbo, but yeah, he's good for the hills.
He'll keep up.
Yeah. And he only looks little, but yeah, geez, I give it to him. I'll leave the whip at home. But, yeah. But that'd be awesome, mate. Like, yeah, we'll see yeah, no, how many people we can get down there, you yeah, know? Like, there's a couple of listeners. I've just had one listener say, I'm in.
Yeah, oh, awesome.
You know, so he's coming from Blackheath.
Yep.
So that'll be good.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be awesome.
The more the merrier. Oh, yeah, we had, yeah, when we started last year, I don't know how many people we had. It would have been close to 100, you reckon?
Yeah, we had a few on the final lap.
So it was huge, yeah.
It was huge. And this is what we'd like to encourage people to do tomorrow.
Is the Gaz going down there, the Gazette?
The Gazette put
an ad up for us.
Okay.
Yeah, they yep, ran a post for us last week. No doubt they'll probably come down and see what all this noise is about during the day. But really, if we could get... If you've never experienced Walk It Off before, or you haven't experienced Walk It Off for a while and it's been, you know, life's gotten in the way, at 6 o'clock tomorrow is going to be the one.
It's the last lap of the night, and it's awesome.
Maybe I'll come down to six. I might come down for both.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'm going to send something off to Susie Van Opdorp, who's our councillor up here, Katoomba, and she might pass something on to Mark Greenhill and see if we can, you know, it's a bit late notice, but see if we can get some support from our local councillors and pollies.
It'd be
more exposure, the better.
Yeah, even absolutely. The emergency services, they want to come down, do a couple of laps or whatever.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Usually hit them up and we see them walking around.
Teams a bit. I know, Sean, you're saying it's not competition, but we are blokes, right?
Yeah, that's it. There's always a little bit of
competition. We can have areas of competition. It's like that ad, fun runs.
Yeah.
Who said they're fun?
Yeah.
There's nothing fun about
that. I'm putting my time down, I'm going to beat it.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. No, that's what we've got to do,
that's
man.
It. There's always a little bit. Yeah.
Fantastic, man. I think we've covered quite a fair bit today, haven't we?
Yeah.
Sometimes go to 12 or 12:30, but I think we've nailed it.
Yeah.
I think we've got, to the point of everything we need to do. And, let's get this out on the socials.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing everyone down there tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, Brian, thanks, man.
No worries. Sean, thank you for having
us
again.
Man. It's really good of you guys to come in and share your time and appreciate it. But let's do this again, same bat time, same bat channel next year.
Sounds good. Right.
Looking forward to it.
All right, excellent.
All right,
thank you.
Walking off Springwood, guys. They're meeting down at the bunker, down at Springwood tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Drop in if you can. Any time would be wonderful. They're going to be going for 12 hours. It's a 12-hour session. So, I won't be doing the 12 hours, but I'll certainly put in an hour and see what I can do with these blokes. I might come back in the car and spray the water pistol on them or something.
Yes.
Cool them down, eh? It's the Men's Mental Health Show. Massive thanks to AMP, all manufacturing personnel, recruitment and labour hire in the manufacturing industry. And a big thanks also to BEE, number2body.com, as well as Mounties Group. Dale Hunt's been doing a wonderful job sponsoring the show. We'll be back next week. It's the Men's Mental Health Show. Till then, let's just remember, be kind, everyone, and let's not be quick to judge. Speak to you then.